Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Love Hour podcast. I am your host, Miss Kev on Stage.
And I am her co-host, Kev on Stage.
And we'll see how long that goes.
I'm going to be your co-host forever, baby girl.
I doubt that. So first, we want to talk about that we ain't been here.
Man, do you even know how long?
Yes,
even know?
355 days.
Has it?
No, I don't know.
I don't think we did it this year.
No, we haven't done it all of 2018.
Really?
No, we're in November. Oh, actually, by the time this comes out, it's going to be 2019. So, just basically 365
Listen,
days.
Listen, man, we've been busy. We had some court cases. January. All type of stuff going on. But listen, we are back for reals.
We are back for reals.
This time.
Because we should catch the people up on what has happened in 2018. So, I became unemployed.
You did become unemployed. You draw on unemployment as we speak.
I sure am, but they only sent me one check. I need all 4 weeks that I've been off.
How did you become unemployed? Tell the people where you messed up at your job.
Hello?
And you got fired.
I didn't get fired. if you attended the Love Hour in 2018, mm-hmm. during the show,
the
during the tour,
version.
The live version during
Shout out
the
to all
tour.
Y'all that came, Treyway.
What?
I've just been watching a lot of Tekashi 6ix9ine stuff. The feds got him racketeering.
He got Rico.
Treyway. Just going to be saying that for a little bit.
Is it called Rico?
Yeah, racketeering.
What's the ICO?
Racketeering inside criminal organizations.
Okay. So the beginning of 2018, my corporate office announced that they were closing down our facility, mm-hmm. and moving us over to the Cleveland, Ohio.
Yep.
And I said, I ain't moving with y'all.
Why you didn't want to go see where Brian was?
Because he ain't studying me. I ain't studying him.
He was still with the Cavs then.
He ain't no more.
He ain't.
I would have moved for him. He would have left me.
Don't move for him. I'm here. I love you.
And so that happened in October. I forgot.
You found
October.
Out in January.
I found out in January, but the official layoff happened in October.
Right.
And I have been unemployed basically since the week before Halloween or so.
Yep.
Actually. And so, yeah, that's my life.
And I'm unemployed too.
What? You don't work at the ADD no more? Wait, is this an official announcement?
I mean, I already said it on the Periscope. Shout out to the 95. And I said it on Periscope.
Okay.
And I tweeted about it yesterday.
Did you really?
I ain't expect as many likes as I got. But I mean, it's the truth.
I just said
I'm unemployed again and I like it. But I had just dropped my son off from school or picked him up. Or no, you had just came home with the boys and it was all sunny. And I was like, man, I've been going to the gym. My kids are home. They're happy to see me. I was like, man, I'm okay. I like it.
I wasn't. I can read your thread.
No, it wasn't no thread. It was just, it literally said, I'm unemployed. I think I said self-employed.
Okay.
Self-employed again, and I like it.
Okay, and then what else did we do in 2018?
Well, let me tell you why.
Wait, what happened?
Why I'm self-employed.
Oh, why you're self-employed.
Basically, it came down to, I was doing three things that took a lot of time. I was working a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I was touring.
Mm-hmm.
And I have family.
Okay.
And I realized that I could only do two of those three things
really
with any success rate. And I chose family in the tour. And I'm still working with ADD. Shout out to the squad, Treyway. Still working with ADD on content. Matter of fact, I got a shoot Thursday. And I always have love for the squad forever and always. And I just don't go there every single day now. I just do it on shoot days, help out with stuff.
So that's good. So it wasn't a bad breakup.
No, I ain't no bad breakup. You know, it's just, you only live once.
That's true.
And I was like, if I'm going, I moved to LA to go hard for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot of great things at ADD, met a lot of amazing people. But when it came down to either betting on myself or continuing to build, I was like, man, I can always work for somebody.
That's true.
But, you know, at this stage of my life, I'm going hard. On tour again. Touring was way more grueling. We'll get into that. That's what happened in 2018.
I don't know how you, we could segue right now. I don't know how you anticipated it not being as grueling as it was. So during the tour, we left Thursday night.
Thursday night or Friday morning.
We would fly out, have a show Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Literally beat the TSA people to the airport.
On multiple occasions.
And take the first flight out, usually at 6:30 in the morning, and yes. Whatever time zone we were in.
East Coast time zone most of the time. Central at best.
And then fly back to LA, usually land between 9 and 10 o'clock.
And I would go straight.
And Kev would go straight to work.
And I also need to make this clear, I cannot sleep on planes that well. Unlike my wife, who
knocked out.
Thank you guys for choosing. I mean, seatbelt on, no snack, no bathroom break.
I don't need none of these things.
I'm asleep. I can't sleep like that. That's on really planes. It sucks.
I don't know why I gave that to you.
Unless it's the middle of the night, red eye, I can get like 2-3 hours. But flying back in the morning, so I always go to work on Monday and just be like completely and utterly exhausted. And I really didn't. The thing that sucked the most is I really didn't feel
myself.
I was terribly sleepy. Sleepy bear. Matter of fact, sleepy I need to remember
bear.
Myself.
No, you were more than a sleepy bear. You were a grumpy bear.
I was a grumpy cat. DZ, who's shooting this for us today, sat next to me. He felt a lot of the wrath.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I love him. He's like a brother, son, Brun. But he felt a lot of the wrath. He's like, yeah, man, we don't like you on Mondays, okay? But I wouldn't really feel myself, like, tired-wise. I feel like I wouldn't get back to normal until Wednesday afternoon.
And then we were flying
only to leave night. Thursday night or Friday morning. So it was like perennial exhaustion.
Perennial
exhaustion. I don't know if it's the right word. Don't call it out. Okay. Now people, you drawing attention to it. I realized even last year, I was like, I can't do this, that part again. I won't be able to.
You aren't going to make that. It.
For my health, I would not be able to do it. So I focus on 2019, touring, and all that stuff.
So during the Love Hour last year.
Yes.
We had, I thought it was pretty successful.
I mean, technically, we did the Love Hour a lot last year. We just did it live. Yeah. We did the reverse of what podcast people do. Yeah. They usually build the podcast.
And then go
and
out.
And then tour. We was like, we're going to do it for a year and a half. Stop.
And then.
Do it again for 2 episodes. Stop. Do 3 episodes. Stop. Live. So.
But y'all came out and supported some things.
They came out. For real.
So we got really good positive feedback. So I kind of wanted to do a like recap.
Okay.
Of the Love Hour.
Yeah.
So the topic or the theme was, help me remember.
The topic or theme was what I wish my wife knew.
Yeah, so we would talk, we had two different topics, communication and intimacy.
Yeah.
And we talked about the one thing you wish your spouse knew about, like, your point of view on that topic.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. So the first one, we really could just do intimacy because I think that was the one that received, like, the most feedback.
Yes.
You agree?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we broke down intimacy and basically one thing I wish of speaking from the woman's perspective to my husband or to men, one thing that I wish you knew about intimacy was that women spell intimacy, T-I-M-E. And so.
N-T-A-L-K.
N-T-A-L-K. That's true. Time and talk.
Time and talk.
What?
Nothing.
And so what that means is that we, as women, most of the time that intimacy involves sitting down and having a conversation versus like the physical act.
Right.
And so that's important because men and women were built differently.
Mm-hmm.
God intended us to be built differently.
I got the peen. You got the vagine.
Okay.
Ain't no kids listen.
And no that's fine, listen. But it's more than like anatomy. Like our psychology is
balls,
different.
Though.
Okay.
I have them.
All right. All of these things are different. And when taken together, our views on life are different to include intimacy. And when you don't have that understanding, it can cause a lot of friction in your relationship.
And not the friction where that you would.
Yeah.
Like as a
absolutely.
Man
that's
to
right.
the woman, it's
mm-hmm.
just like bad friction,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because a good friction is good.
Yeah,
amen. Okay. Marriage better than defiled.
So what's Trey your Way. View? We're gonna stop. Trey
I'm
Way.
Not gonna stop. Free Tekashi, but also he deserves probably whatever he got with the Fed. So free him in the sense of a hashtag, but also if you are a criminal, respect the judicial system. Trey Way. Is that a real gang, by the way?
I don't know,
I don't
but
know.
What's going to happen is someone's going to be on here. They're going to be.
I'm going to switch it up and say J-Way for Jesus. J-Way.
You should.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
We're done here.
What women, what husband wishes their wife knew when it comes to intimacy is we spell intimacy S-E-X.
Mm-hmm.
And that spells sex. In case you don't know. And what was happening or what happens in relationships a lot of time, men or women, they feel like men are archaic / barbaric. All you think about is sex. All you want is sex and blah, blah, blah. And not blah, 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 but that is how it sounds to us sometimes, but no disrespect.
All the offense was taken, but it's fine.
So, what we wish is your wives, our wives knew is that that is how we feel intimacy, mm-hmm. is through sex. And wives, if you're listening, you'll probably know that when you guys have the intimacy sex, the next day, that night, your husband can be more lovey. He want to cut that cuddling that you want. He want to cuddle now, you know, I love you, baby. Oh my gosh. That was amazing. I love you so much. I love you so much. I love everything. I love it.
Okay.
You know, like we be all in, you know, because, you know, we feel close, you know, we feel as close to God as we can feel. It's worship, really. Amen. Giving yourself freely to another.
You just stay reaching.
It's worship. Some pastor said that in the marriage enrichment class I was in. I don't remember who it was. So I don't have no quote to attribute. But, you know, women discount that a lot of times. They discount that feeling because it feels merely physical to mm-hmm. them, but it is emotional tie for men. We do feel closer to you when we have sex. And if we go long periods without having sex, then we feel like an intimacy. And what ends up happening is the two feed each other, you know.
Yes.
You don't, you know, man feels unsexed or unfeels sexually.
We called it the cycle of brokenness.
Cycle of brokenness.
The love hour. Yes. So explain what that is.
I mean, you really... We're doing that part, but the cycle of brokenness.
But you were just talking
there was three. It was the cycle of emotional brokenness. Start out with the jump start. Mm-hmm. The jump start is when actually momentum. We'll start with momentum.
Yep.
Momentum is when things are great. Things are humming. You guys feel close to each other. Everything is great. You love each other. Blah blah blah. It's all good. The broken cycle is basically the opposite of that. Y'all are beefing. Things don't feel good. You don't really feel loved. She don't really feel loved. And the jump start is the in-between phase when you guys are trying to get from the broken cycle to the momentum cycle. And one of the parties does something nice for the other to try to get us back mm-hmm. into that momentum cycle. So marriage is the constant ebb and flow between those three cycles. No marriage will stay in the momentum cycle forever.
And it's unrealistic to think that. And the other thing that we were talking about was the idea, going back to this idea of intimacy, is that for most of the time for women, intimacy does start outside of the bedroom. And for men, right. intimacy starts inside of the bedroom. And so that, like, dichotomy is what causes the friction. Like, I need you to be present for me outside of the bedroom. And when you're not, then I can't be present for you inside of the bedroom. And when I'm not present for you inside of the bedroom, that makes it difficult for you to be present for me outside of the bedroom.
Right.
And that's what starts that cycle of emotional brokenness.
Absolutely.
And so the first part of, like, breaking that cycle of emotional brokenness is, number one, the knowledge in knowing that we spell intimacy. Intimacy means different things for us.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the fact that we often grow up with the idea or the notion that intimacy is sex. Like, those two things are equal to one another. And in fact, they're not.
As a man, you are taught that, for better or for worse, mostly for worse, you're taught that sex is something you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do much to work on it. Marriage bed is on the file. This is your wife. She should submit, especially if you're in the, you know, black church. And, you know, I was taught basically that I should do two things, provide for my family and not cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so for the first couple of years of marriage, that's pretty much all I was bringing to the table.
And that's what happens, is that a lot of times that's all men do bring to the table.
And sometimes they cheat.
And
but black men don't cheat.
But black men don't
cheat. Faithful Black Man Association, shout
out.
Are
you in it?
Oh, yeah.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things that happens is that then women are left emotionally broken.
Right.
And so we feel like, or we're taught on the reverse side of that, is that we basically... or one of the things that we said during the love hour was, like, lay down and be nice.
Right.
So that even if you are emotionally broken, you know, you don't feel like your spouse is meeting your emotional or your intimate needs, meaning that time, talk, conversation mm-hmm. outside of the bedroom, you should still just lay down and be nice. And so a lot of times women do that.
Yeah.
I did that. Yes. And then you feel resentful
mm-hmm.
towards your spouse. You feel... like, there's this sense of, like, I don't even know the right word.
Used.
You feel used. Yeah. You do feel used. You feel like a piece of meat. Oh, I know what I said during the love hour. Actually, it was so good. I made it up. I was like, that's good, girl. You feel like a object in your husband's sexual life or sexual life.
Right.
Not life, but sexual desires, instead of an active participant in your own sexual
life. Right. Let me go ahead and give him this
So, yeah, everything that you're doing, it's not... Hello? everything that you're doing.
Shut up talking to me.
All right.
Go on and hurry up and get it. And don't ask me for nothing else. I already cooked dinner and gave you a little piece. Shut up till Thursday.
Yes, that is exactly.
Today's Friday. You heard me. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. You got 5-6 more days. But that is what happens. And you just kind of feel like, yeah, so if I'm only here for this, you can have all of it. Like, I don't want to be here for
all of what?
The sex. Like, you can have it. I'm done with it.
Why? I don't know. How was we having it? And listen, what do you mean I can have all of it?
The man can have all the sex, meaning I don't want any parts of it. You go figure it out.
Oh.
Because I'm emotionally empty and I don't want any parts of this exchange.
Got it.
And that's what happens. So then men always feel like their sex life sucks and she's not present and she's just laying there and she's just a warm body. And honestly, that's how we feel too. Or cold. No, we're not dead.
Are we being honest or are we portraying? Not literally cold.
Well, that's what I would say, warm.
But it's just like cold, not like cold, not to the touch. Because, you know, 98.6 degrees, amen, huh? But cold like, I'm cold towards you.
Every time we get on this podcast, you got something to say to put me on blast. I'm going to remember all the things, so I make sure I do topics that I could just write down, make sure you say this.
I was speaking of men in general, not me. I had the best of sex life. I had the best.
Every time.
I don't.
Every time.
We got to be real now.
Every time.
It got to be real.
You just remember.
Oh, she put your finger close to my face.
The point is that y'all don't be present for us.
No.
And then that's when you get a cold body. Do something outside the bedroom then.
That's what we had to learn. And that's what I learned. It's so funny now to think about how I was approaching the marriage early in. Just thinking, oh man, I went to work today and did not cheat. And look, you know how many sundresses I saw? Lots.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that's all I was
doing. Other thing is that a lot of the, this is the other thing, and man, y'all gotta do better, okay? He's laughing and joking, but for y'all, I gotta do better. Because a lot of the emotional stability in the house falls on the wife.
Yeah.
A lot of the household chores falls on the wife.
Amen.
A lot of the your kid's homework falls on the wife.
Right.
They're running around. Falls on the wife. So then the man just goes to work and then is like, I did good. I went to work and brought home a paycheck, which we also did, mind you.
Yes.
Because in 2000, any year, pick a year, you're my generation, you need two incomes to support a household. So you also went to work and brought home a check and did all the things I aforementioned. And now we need to be present and you get to like go play a video game and then be like,
Bing, bing. I'm gonna tell you what was that? Eddie Kane?
It was Eddie Kane. I'm so happy you do.
Domestic violence. Now I forgot what I was gonna say because you attacked me. Oh, I know. I was gonna say a lot of times men we have 1950s ideologies
in the 2018 world.
In the 2018 world.
And the problem with the 1950s mentality is inflation.
Inflation. Because all that stuff happened because the man went out to work, the woman stayed home.
And I'm sure a lot of those are also the women, when you think about that time period, where they got divorced really late in life, or they were miserably married,
right.
And it was because they were just supposed to stay in the home, have no outside, like, outlets, but also their men were doing whatever they wanted to do.
And people were like, well, they didn't get divorced back in the days. Well, there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, women couldn't work
They
at the same
working.
Rate as men. Even if they could work, they didn't make the same type of money.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a social stigma about divorce.
Yeah.
Which also hurt the thing. So women were like, I really have
no choice
but to stay here.
In this miserable marriage.
In this miserable marriage. And dudes would have 2 and 3 whole families and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, nowadays, you know, women have more options and they don't be wanting to take all that.
Not that we're advocating
divorce.
We're not
going to take it.
We're not advocating divorce.
No.
But what we are advocating is for a healthier balance in relationship in your marriage. They can't see your faces.
On the listening, they can. But if you check out the video on our YouTube and Facebook, you can see my face.
Was that
but if you're just listening audio-wise, we purchased new microphones just for you. And these microphones was a very much expense. I'm talking about, I expected to spend a couple hundred, and I spent more than that. Guitar Center was like, oh, you want to do a podcast? Top of the line. I don't need top of the line, but also I'm a top of the line type of guy.
You are top of the line.
So let me see what you're talking about. And then I saw a picture of Angie Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
On Hot 97 or whatever. Mm-hmm. She had a microphone. So I was like, okay, Guitar Center.
They all do the mics.
He tried, but then he tried to sell me on for real. some mic cords. He was like, but these are the golden wire ones. I don't need golden cords.
You're not Hannah Montana?
I don't need it. How much? Well, I didn't get them, though. I didn't get them. So that was the intimacy part of the podcast. No, there was more. Do you want to go into the next part?
I don't remember the next part.
When's my intimacy? T-I-M-E-T-A-L-K. Men's intimacy, S-E-X. Oh, I know. Just because I'm there doesn't mean I'm present. No? Was that it? I'm going to just say my next part because it got a lot of laughs on the road. We know when you're not into it. That's what husbands want their wives to know. We know
I can find it.
When you're not into it, that whole lay down and be nice, it leads to what we call the colored purple sex. You know, where Celie and Mr. It was just like, you know, she's just taking it. And it's nobody, I don't think they even wanted to film that. I feel like they're just like, all right, we're going to do this in one take. It's just sweat and like, nobody's excited about that. And the problem with men is we have no morals. You know, if it's great sex available or just I'll take a little piece, we're going to be like, well, I'll take whatever you're giving. You know, I'm not going to work that hard on it. I'm grateful for the offering. I appreciate it. And I love you for it.
And what else? I can't find it.
Good. My next one is doesn't matter because I can't remember anymore after that. We should release the video.
We don't have good video of the
Joshy Gons. So we can't remember everything, so we're just going to go ahead and wind this episode down. We want to thank our sponsors, ourselves. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so in a variety of ways. You can go to kevonstage.com, purchase Melissa's book, which is called The Journey to Self-Love. It's available for hard copy with $12, digital download $7. We have our Tips for a Healthy Marriage book, which is $3 for digital download. We're out of hard copies. You can buy merchandise. I am currently wearing the Say But I Got Hands Boxing Club shirt. Melissa's wearing the Blessed Crew Neck, which sold really well. You can support really well. That way.
We're going to have another sale for December.
Yes, we are, but this might come out after that. So.
Oh, touche.
Yeah. So, also, you can check kevonstage.com for tickets to the tour. Dates are up from February to August, so just check that. You know, look for your city. It'll be on there. And if you don't have any money, that's okay. You can still support. All we ask is rate this podcast, share on your social media, on Instagram, your stories, your Facebook, Twitter, whatever, to however many followers you have, tell somebody. That sort of support is just as valuable to us. More valuable, but also the money, because if we are not having jobs, please, if you give us the money, we will be very much helpful. But never feel like you have to give us money. Just do it out of the goodness of your heart, and also because you love us. And I believe that's all. This podcast is now consistent.
Wait. Are you closing out?
Well, that was all I wanted to say. You say whatever you feel.
So the other thing I wanted to say is we are going to be more consistent once every other week.
We promise. We're your real dad looking you in the eye and saying, look, son, I know I messed up in the past. And I know I left you on that curve. We're supposed to play catch. But I'm back in your life now. Me and your mother talking. For real,
for real. I'm going to be better. We need to set expectations so they're not sitting out on the porch every week.
Once a week, it'll come out.
Once every other week,
it will come out. No, once a week. If we can't do once a week, we can't build it.
Once a other week.
Once a week. I'm the man. I'm saying it. Submit. Please. Let's talk about it offline, but I think once a week is good. Once a week, we will be here. What day are we going to release?
Thursdays. All Thursdays. The podcasts drop on Thursdays.
Thursdays, add us to your lineup of podcasters. Thursdays, as the Lord is my witness, you'll be able to come see our podcast.
All right, Ty.
All right.
Send your questions over to MissKevinSage@gmail.com. I'll set up a real one.
Or topic ideas.
If or you topic don't have ideas. A question Thank idea. You. Thank you.
Topic ideas. Your questions can remain anonymous. Don't worry. We won't out you and say, oh, man, Shirley down in Mississippi, she hates her husband. We won't do that unless you want us to. We still won't do it. All right. So that is that. And we will see you next week or every other next week, but probably next week.
Thank you so much for listening.